Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, it is time for us to catch up and find out what is making news in the world of sport. Talking this morning, I got KG and Barney and Milo. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, you and Barney and Milo on this beautiful, beautiful winter's morning, guys.
Now, KG, of course, it's all happening now. The AFL, we know they're really looking at four umpires, and that's going to happen next year, but there's a bigger one that's happening, and I want you to get Jars onto this on Dead Set Legends. Right at grassroots, the new move, the big theory by the AFL, they're going to get back and change Auskick, so the kids have a round ball and hoops, and that's the way it's going to go, so their skills improve. What do you think of that one?
Absolute ridiculous. Absolutely a joke. They've got to start with the ball that the game is renowned for, the shape of the ball. That's half the fun. That's half the skill, for goodness sake. Honestly, leave it alone.
Well, KG, really, I mean, that's the one for me, and who knows. Now, other than that, of course, it all happens. It's a must-win game for the Crows. They not only got to win this one, they got to belt the Giants because this is a percentage opportunity and definitely a final eight job.
Well, Barney and Milo, I've got to say, and be perfectly honest with you, that performance last week by the Crows was the worst that I've ever seen since the Crows came into the competition. There was that's not what the Adelaide Football Club is about. And I know any team can lose a game of football, but it's the way you lose it. And that was so disappointing and totally, to be brutally honest, totally unacceptable. Now, if they don't hit back this weekend and not just win the game, but show everybody that they are fair dinkum and they are the real deal, then I'll be bitterly disappointed. That was totally unacceptable last week.
Well, Ken, that was a defining game for the season last week. Unfortunately, it was defining for Melbourne. They looked like they're a side ready to win a premiership. Their angles, their confidence, their backup. Everything was good, front and back. You know, Jesse Hogan, the guys that we had given them in the back line, they just looked ready for a premiership.
Well, Barney, they do, but I think, whilst you've got to be impressed with Melbourne, certainly Adelaide's weak and dismal performance added to that. And, how many times did we see Viney and Jones just run the ball through the midfield with no pressure at all? Look, they'll play finals, Melbourne, don't doubt about that. But I'm more keen to see a very, very strong response from Adelaide after that ordinary performance last week. Not good enough.
Now, we won't forget the other mob down the road who used to love you turning up down there at umpire in your long white sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Great memories, KG. Now, the Hawks will entertain them. Now, this is a big game because 5-5 the Hawks, 6-3 the Power. So, this is the one.
Yeah, this will be a big game. And look, Port Adelaide, they're under the pump two or three games back, got their act together. And I like Kenny Hinkley. I like the way that he goes about coaching. I like the way he goes about handling himself at the press conference. This will be a good game of footy down in Tassie. Absolute beauty. Because, as you said, Milo and Barney, they're 5-5 of the Hawks, and they've lost a little bit of what's the word? They've lost a little bit of finals fever at the moment, just off the boil. So the response from the Hawks will be very, very interesting, to say the least.
Now, during the week, we had Kevin Sheedy put up to sainthood in the AFL. When are we going to put the statue up around the MCG?
Well, that's just a matter of time, Barney and Molly. Look, he has been a wonderful man for AFL football. He's always thinking outside the square and thoroughly deserves to be lifted to legend status. I was a bit disappointed. I know we got a number of players in the Hall of Fame last year from South Australia, but I was a bit disappointed that we didn't see another South Australian like you. There's Jimmy Dean, surely must be considered for being elevated to the AFL Hall of Fame. And there are plenty of footballers from South Australia that should be strongly considered. And I'm disappointed Jimmy Dean hasn't been elevated.
Got to have the numbers on the big table, KG. Now, just before we let you go, talking AFL, do we go with the top four reasonably safe, Eagles, Tigers, Swans and Melbourne, or too early?
Just a fraction early, Milo, but I think to be brutally honest, that's probably the way that it will fall. But we've seen such a topsy-turvy season. It's the upset every week. So I wouldn't sort of say that's done and dusted at the moment, but I think that's the way that it'll go. But I think it's been a good year for upsets. And, you know, Melbourne now and Hawthorn losing their way the last couple of weeks. So it's a very interesting season. Absolutely.
Well, Ken, Crows will bounce back. Go the Crows. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, guys. Go the Crows, for goodness sake. Catch you, boys.